Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Last week, the Patriots sent the Steelers packing with a 28-21 win. Now, let's take a look at the key plays with Coach Belichick in the Belichick Breakdown.
Scott Zolak with head coach Bill Belichick with me now, taking a look at some of the big plays from the big win against Pittsburgh last week, Coach. Red zone area.
Well, the red zone was key for us in this game. We were able to get the ball in our opportunities and do a decent job of holding the Steelers out. So, you know, in the end, those are big points. This is a play-action pass where, you know, we fake the running play over here to the offensive right. And you see that Allen has Rob man-to-man here. Rob kind of starts outside and slips him in there. And Tom makes a real good throw. This is where you want to put it, right high in the back of the end zone.
Catch radius, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
And come down with the feet inbounds. We don't want to make that, you know, keep that ball high and away from the defenders and use the back line to tap it down. Here's the same play from the end zone. You can really see the, you know, the action of the play. It has quite a bit of draw on the defense. So this is, you know, Bolden running the stretch play here. Everybody going to reach blocks. Nice job by Marcus Cannon there on Bud Dupree, Steelers' number one draft pick. And knocking him out. And again, that's a good throw.
The little things that go unnoticed there, you know, because everybody's watching your quarterback or the play fake or the tight end. But 61, nice block.
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
Good energy here from the team. You know, this is
like excited. It's nice to get excited after big plays.
Yeah, you know, they all are going in the end zone. So that's good. Love to see that. You know, this is a play that ended up being a really big play for us with Rob going down the seam here. And the Steelers end up in an overload blitz. So they're bringing four guys from the top here. And we have four for four. So these four linemen, not counting the tackle here, against these four defenders. And so it's really good pickup by the line. That enables Tom to have enough time to, you know, see this clear up. And, you know, the Steelers are in kind of a two-deep coverage here with the safety rotating over the top, a blitz zone. And so they're matched underneath, but, you know, they're light on Rob going down the seam. And then Rob makes a nice run after the catch there, makes, you know, Mitchell miss in the open field, gets some extra yards.
It's nice by Tom, too, because you're licking your chops. You kind of visualize him coming open there, and that type of guy, 87, you want to get the ball to him as fast as you can.
Here again is the inside pickup by the offensive line. It's really a good job, you know, all the way across with you know, Jackson, Andrews, seeing Allen come underneath on the stunt, Mason, Nate, just kind of walling this off here. Seabass doing a good job over here on Tuitt. And so it gives Tom the opportunity to get the ball down the field, let the pattern develop, and it's a good pickup by the offensive line. They did a nice job. Good running there.
Yeah, communication. I mean, that's the key up front, too, with a young rook like Andrews, especially going on the road this week in Buffalo.
It'll be challenging, no question. Like you said, in the red area was a big key for us in the game. This is a third and goal on the six after this false start penalty. And it looks like, you know, Pittsburgh's seeing kind of an overloaded look here from the defense, and they come back and try to run the trap play. And this is Shear doing a great job of, you know, playing off the tackle, coming inside, you know, making a good tackle, you know, really doing a nice job of wrapping Williams up there, you know, Chung and Chandler Jones helping out on this one, too. Here's the same play from the end zone. So this is Sheard here. I think they were kind of expecting him to run up the field to create some, you know, the space for the back underneath. But he does a nice job of reading it, you know, coming back inside, making a hit.
Wow. So, or you got Ninkovich stacked there, too.
So it's really a four-point play. That saves us 4 points.
It's huge. Huge. You forced teams to kick field goals in the red zone where you guys were very good in the red zone last week.
That was a big difference. And then this is an excellent play right here by, you know, Harmon in the middle of the field. So as he starts to the middle, you'll see right here as the ball's released, Roethlisberger's letting go of the ball. Duron's still inside the hash marks when the ball's in the air. And then his range to be able to get over the top of this, really outstanding. You know, it's to have one guy back here, whether that's Harmon or McCourty, you know, to be able to have that kind of range from sideline to sideline is, you know, very valuable for the defense.
That's a quarterback that has a strong arm. I mean, that's
very
not
good.
Like he's trying to bait some weak arm guy to throw a moonshot right there. That was a pretty good throw by Ben.
So I've got to work on this a little bit.
I mean, that's Devin, too. I mean, Devin, you know, he's getting the good money now, so he's got to elevate a little bit more.
Here's the same play from the end zone. And again, you can see Deron's very disciplined on this. Works back to the middle of the field. And then as, you know, Roethlisberger tilts his shoulders there, he takes a good angle on the deep ball and really, you know, gets over the top there. That was a big interception for us. You know, similar to the play against the Ravens last year in the playoffs. Here's right. The same, kind of the same play. This is Deron here. We're cheated over a little bit on this. In this case, not quite to the middle, but a similar type of range play. Good job of going up, playing the ball at the high point. So that over the top coverage that our safeties have given us, you know, last year and now even, you know, in the Pittsburgh games, you know, it's been great.
Yeah, especially, you know, conceptually, it's the same stuff. And then you got Pat Chung, and you have the ability at times to even go three safeties. I saw that last week in the game.
Right.
All right, good stuff, Coach. Look forward to next week. Good luck. Go get Buffalo.
Thank you.
There's your plays of the week. See you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.